Today is November the 13th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the all in all. Lord, you're beyond description. You're the covenant-keeping God, the desire of our hearts, and so encouraging. You're fearless and good. You're the head of the church, so incredible. You are justification and the kinsman redeemer. You're the Lord of lords and the man of sorrows. Lord, nothing is impossible for you. You're the only begotten Son and the passionate one. You're the quieter of our souls, and you are righteousness. You're the sun and the shield. You're the true witness, and you are the underwriter of all things, the vine dresser, and you are the God of work. You're extra special, and you are the one we yearn for. Oh Lord, you are zealous for us, and we can hardly believe it. Thank you, Lord, for being our King. We love you, we adore you, and we thank you for your help. For Lord, we ask you to go before us. Go before us, open the doors, go down the hallways, go into all of the offices, into the gymnasium and the cafeteria and all the classrooms, Lord, and all of the buildings where the children walk. Help us to anoint those places with your love. That is all we desire, Lord, and help us to not forget when we get there. We thank you, Lord. We ask for all of this because you are the only God who can transform our public schools with your love and your truth. We thank you for all of this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. Now, what was Jesus doing when he read these words? Well, after Jesus had spoken to the crowds about John the Baptist, he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. The Word of God, Matthew 11, 21 to 24. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. The Word of God, Matthew 11, verses 21 to 24. The second thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to listen to a song, and then we read the lyrics. Today, it's called Shepherd, and it's by a wonderful young group in England called City Alight. Though I walk through the valley and I can't see the way, when the shadows surround me, I will not be afraid. for I know you are with me. You will always provide. Though the path may be lonely, you will stay by my side. I will rest my soul. I'll trust in you alone. For the Lord, my shepherd, leads me, and he is all I need. In the darkest valley, I know my shepherd is all I need. Lord, I know that you seek me when I'm trying to hide, and your love, it pursues me all the days of my life. I will rest my soul. I'll trust in you alone. I rest my soul in you alone. You light my way. You lead me on. Thank you, dear, dear friends, for joining us in the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. And we pray with our brothers and sisters across the nation. Join us, my friends. Set your alarm, and at exactly 1:16, we're going to be praying that we remember that we are all God's children. And we base that time on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. So today, my friends, I'm going to join you at 1:16 p.m. and pray. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in a second series called Love Ladders, and we are in part one now of two called Diamond Mines or Mines in Education. The scripture that he chose was Proverbs 31, verse 10. A good woman, educator, is hard to find and worth far more than diamonds. Charlotte was exhausted, even though she had just enjoyed a three-day weekend over the Easter holiday. At the end of the Easter Sunday service, everyone was shouting, "He has risen!" She was glad he had risen, but she still felt buried in the dirt of anxiety and pressure of her own and others' expectations for her. She was trying to be a supermom with three young children while her husband was working more and more hours away from home. Her mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer last fall and was leaning heavily on Charlotte, her only daughter. Helping her seventh graders prepare for their state accountability language arts test drained her and the students, who seemed more irritable and ill-behaved than ever before. McMahon Middle School, the school where Charlotte worked, had bordered on low-performance academic standards the previous year. This had resulted in a school-wide academic blitz all year that the students and staff had never experienced. There had been continual meetings and before and after school mandated tutorials, which gave Charlotte less class preparation time than ever. Charlotte was required to give so many weekly mini accountability tests that she had less actual classroom instruction time than any of her previous 10 years of teaching, yet was expected to produce a higher quality product. Just like home, she was expected at school to do more with less resources, especially less time. High-stakes state testing was 1 week away. Her mother was still going through chemo, and her husband was going to be out of town all weekend on a business trip. It was Friday, and Charlotte knew she should have taken a personal day instead of going to school. She knew something in her life was about to break, and that something was probably her marriage. She just knew she couldn't live this lifestyle anymore. She felt completely empty, poured out, with nothing left to give anybody at home or at school. Maybe that's why her husband had slowly been checking out of their marriage. It had been months since Charlotte had spent any quiet time alone with the Lord, attend church, or attend the faculty share care and prayer group at school that she had attended several times earlier in the year with good intentions of making all these things a habit. There seemed to be no time for anyone or anything that renewed her, especially simply caring for and loving herself or her husband. On that Friday morning, the week after Easter, she opened her classroom door an hour before school was to start, and there was a poem on the floor that the campus leader of the Share, Prayer, and Care group had left her. A diamond in the rough. Perhaps you think that it's enough to be a diamond in the rough. I think it's time that you were told. It starts out as a lump of coal. Before it's dug from out of the mine, it's sooty black and unrefined. It's breathed upon, then pressurized. before its worth is realized. I don't think the coal is pleased when it's pulled or yanked or squeezed. Life's changes that you undergo are all designed to help you grow. You're being squeezed, it's for your sake. A precious gem is what you'll make. The pressure's exactly what you need to grow, move forward, and succeed. Be quiet and still, and soon you'll see what you possess is quality. The prayer. Jesus, pull us from the dirt of anxiety and expectations of self and others at home and school. Clean, cut, and polish us. Place us in your settings and not our own. To be continued. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark with the poem written by Clara Ruffin. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today is from Maya Angelou. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me reread the words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 11, verse 21 to 24. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. O holy God, help us to repent, Lord. Help us to confess our sins to you and to others, and help us to be clean. Lord, we just want to serve these children, and we can't serve them with an unclean heart. Help us, Lord, to be your people, your way, and in your timing. We love you, Lord, adore you, and thank you, and ask you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Before I leave you today, my friends, I would ask special prayers for the family of Kathy Hobbs, who passed away on Saturday morning. What a lovely Christian woman she is and was, and oh, I'm going to miss her so, but she fought that horrible cancer, and so, Lord, I just want to lift up all of the cancer victims and their families, Lord. It's just a horrendous disease. Thank you for taking Kathy and bringing her home to you. Bless her family and bless all those families of cancer victims. It's a terrible disease, Lord. We cannot wait for the kingdom to come. And so, my friends, I just wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.